This is Awesome Etiquette from the Infinite Guest Podcast Network and presented by VPR. I'm Daniel Post-Senning.
And I'm Lizzie Post from the Emily Post Institute. Each week at this time, we answer your questions about modern etiquette, like this one.
My cousin Lizzie Post has experience with house guests, so I'm going to offer her this next question. It's titled, "Of course you can stay, but are you staying for dinner?" Hi, Lizzie and Dan. I recently found myself in an unfamiliar hosting situation. A good friend of mine is having some housework done and needs a place to stay due to the fumes being used in the renovation process. He requested just a place to sleep and promised to stay out of our hair as much as possible. We were more than happy to have him, as we have plenty of room and had no prior engagements. My question is, what are my hosting responsibilities? My main concern revolves around food. I do not believe he is expecting us to cook for him, but I'm not sure how to broach the conversation. I would love some famous Lizzie sample language for how to ask if he will be joining us for dinner any of the nights he is staying. I would feel uncomfortable eating dinner without him while he was at our house, but I'm not sure of his schedule, if he's even going to be home around dinner time. Sincerest regards, Lauren.
Oh, Lauren, I totally feel you on this. And I like the fact that we're getting this question before there's any problems. Like, you never know how long it's going to take or what someone's really going to be like when they get to the house. It's kind of nice to hear about someone that sounds like they're already in good stead with the people that they're staying with. I think you just broach the subject. And as the host, I think either of you could approach it. I think he could come to you and say, "Hey, I know I'm staying here. I don't want to intrude on your meals, but I don't know whether you want me to grocery shop or you want to just all cook together. I just didn't know how you want to run your house while I'm here. So I'd love to know, and I'm happy to do whatever." That would be the guest talking. And then if it's the host or hostess, I think a quick like, "Hey, Jack, how do you want to handle meals while you're here?" is a really easy way to start. I think with some people, you might want to get a little bit more specific because you don't want to run into a freeloading, "Oh, yeah, I'm their guest. Yay, everything's taken care of" kind of situation, which guests should never think, by the way. Hosts, like, never assume your guests are, like, free labor. And guests never assume that your host is just going to, like, take care of every little thing. And if everybody tries to take care of the other person, everybody gets taken care of. So sample language would be, "You're welcome to eat with us," or maybe, "Do you want to buy and prepare your own food and meals, or would you like to contribute to ours and just eat with us each meal?" And I think getting that word "contribute" in is good. Or like, "Contribute to groceries and then just eat whatever it is that we're making for the night." And then you can even say, "Obviously, we'll consult you on what you like to eat." I think getting that word "contribute" somewhere into your language of, "We'd love to have you. Do you want to contribute to meals? Do you want to make your own? Do you want us to just cook for you and you give us cash?" I mean, however it works, you can, as the host, invite that as kind of a way to run. I would also be a little bit careful, though. If this is just an overnight or maybe two nights, I might just go ahead and offer to treat my friend personally. I might not think about it too much. If it's really going to be 3, 4, 5 days, then yes, absolutely get that contribute language right out. And again, that's all based on your own personal financial situation and what you feel comfortable with. So if you don't feel comfortable, you know, just saying, "Oh, just eat with us, don't worry about it, don't pay," I think it's okay to bring that up.
I like how in your thinking, both from the host and the guest perspective.
I hope that wasn't too complicated.
No, but you're allowing for either person to open up two possibilities, and either one is okay. The one of not participating, you really are just going to take care of yourself. This is the guest, or that you're going to try to work out some accommodation where you're eating together and you have to figure out what that is.
Yeah. Lauren, you are a truly good friend for opening up your home to someone in need, and I really hope that this goes very smoothly for you and that you can all enjoy a lot of time together.
This is Awesome Etiquette, recorded at Vermont Public Radio.
You can listen to our full-length weekly podcast anytime. Search Awesome Etiquette on your podcast app.
Awesome Etiquette is produced by Infinite Guest.